This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
I come from a very blue-collar background. I grew up in North Hollywood, California. My dad was a school teacher, and my mom received welfare and food stamps, and told me very importantly when I was young, when I asked her if she would get a job, she said, "And lose my welfare benefits? No, thank you." Which taught me a very valuable lesson, which was never to listen to my mom. I ended up being a carpenter and then a boxing instructor, and met Jimmy Kimmel when I taught him to box for a morning zoo stunt, and eventually made my way onto TV and radio. In the early days of my career, I toured the country with Dr. Drew when we were on Loveline together, a syndicated radio program also on MTV, and we must have played 100 college campuses with nary a word of negativity, and no safe spaces and no stuffed animals being handed out. Simply went there, said our piece. Many controversial ideas were exchanged, and that's just what they were, exchanged. And then we got our paychecks and went home. And 15 years later, I went out with Dennis Prager, conservative talk show host, and attempted to do a show at Cal State Northridge. They pulled the plug on it. They gave us no good reason why we couldn't speak there, and we actually had to get attorneys involved to go back and speak at a later date. We're talking a lot about the kids, and I think they're just that, kids. We are the adults, and I don't think we are doing the children. I mean, these are 18 and 19-year-old kids that are at these college campuses. They grew up dipped in Purell, playing soccer games where they never kept score, and watching Wawa Wubsy. And we're asking them to be mature. We need the adults to start being the adults. Studies have shown that if you take people and you put them in a zero gravity environment, like astronauts, they lose muscle mass. They lose bone density. We're taking these kids in the name of protection. We're putting them in a zero gravity environment, and they're losing muscle mass and bone density. They need to live in a world that has gravity. When you need to expose your children to germs and dirt in the environment to build up their immune system. Our plan is put them in a bubble, keep them away from everything, and somehow they'll come out stronger when they emerge from the bubble. Well, that's not happening. Children are the future, but we are the present, and we're the adults, and we need to act like it. And I feel that what's going on these campuses is, we need law and order. We need to bring back law and order. But I think if we just had order, we wouldn't need law. So could we just bring back order, and could the faculty and administration on these campuses act like faculty and administration, and most importantly, adults who are in charge of these kids who need some gravity in their life?
Boundaries are a good thing. Adam Carolla, The World According To. You know, sometimes the simple things of life just are simple, Scott. You know, we want to accommodate all this political correctness and the warm and fuzzy feelings, as he says, and along the way, we're giving up so much as a result. You know, you've heard me say before, my old mentor would tell me about, you know, being so open-minded that your brains fall out. And this is where it is. I mean, this is the reason that chaos is reigning right now, is we've unhinged ourselves from the practical principles of life, things that we've learned along the way, and we're on an experiment. And I would say, how's that experiment working for you? And I think we're about ready to come full circle and realize that all this accommodation for political correctness and the things that are happening in our country, we need to get back to the basics, law and order and boundaries that are healthy and make it really a win-win proposition. But we can't do it if we're unhinged and abandoning some core principles.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You know, with all this distraction of Charlottesville, certainly, you know, the death of the young woman there is very tragic. But, you know, we that seems to be set aside. It's just all this other noise that has taken place and what happened in Durham, North Carolina, and what may be happening in a city near you in a downtown area, some iconic memorabilia, historic figures being torn down, all in the name of political correctness. But, you know, lest we forget, there are some real serious issues to deal with, and that is healthcare. And we're grateful that Dr. Keith Smith joins us again. He's a medical director, CEO, and managing partner of the Surgery Center of Oklahoma, member of AAPS. Did I say Ken? I have Keith Smith, Dr. Keith Smith. Dr. Smith, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Hey, good to have you back. It is Keith, right? Dr. Keith Smith,
oh, yeah.
Right? Okay,
yeah.
Yes. Yeah. For some reason, Ken somehow entered into the equation here incorrectly, and it was probably my misinterpretation here, but I knew it was Dr. Keith Smith. But I want to talk about, the repeal and replace. You know, when all this came down, I know people were real wiggy about it and concerned and, oh, my goodness, they can't get this done. And I'm almost grateful because I don't think they're the ones to address this issue. What do you say?
Yeah, Hopefully people in the United States are learning not to look to the cesspool in Washington, D.C. for answers in healthcare or anything else. I mean, it's it's a environment where our liberties are auctioned off to the highest bidder on a daily basis. I didn't want to see what version of government central planning and healthcare the Republicans would inflict on us either. I don't think either side of the aisle ought to be planning our lives for us. But the good news is I think fewer people have confidence that Washington, D.C. can come up with anything that helps anyone other than the cronies. And there's a movement in the United States where competitive pricing, free market discipline has entered the healthcare arena. And it's a very exciting movement all in spite of D.C.
Yeah, Dr. Smith, why are we waiting on D.C.? I know I've spoken with a lot of people across the country, and, you know, whether it's direct pay, other forms of health care, because, as we've said many times, here you've got some people waiting on the government. Why are you waiting, number one? Number two, you know, everything's well for them. They're still, you know, their health care is still covered. There's no big problem with them. I mean, if you put them, and I'm saying, you know, the bureaucrats, you put them at the same level as Main Street America, have them experience the health care issues that we're experiencing, First of all, I know there would be a more immediate response to get this resolved, but I still question whether they're the ones to do this.
Yeah, and again, the good news is there are a lot of people in the United States, both educated buyers of medical services and sellers of medical services, that are not waiting on whatever the latest pocket lining scheme that DC comes up with. The direct primary care movement, the members of the Free Market Medical Association, my facility is a member, Surgery Center of Oklahoma, where you can go online and see prices for hundreds of procedures that's the actual price, where the prices are not hidden and, you know, wind up being bankrupted because you're sick. So the good news is there are a lot of people that are not waiting on both the buying and selling end of medical services. There's a great and vibrant competitive market that is emerging, and all of these price gougers are on notice, and I think they're aware that their game is toward its end, and they bought all the favors from D.C. that they could get away with.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do people do? What do they need to do, Dr. Smith, to get control of their health care, the delivery of health care, and get out of this crazy expectation that the government is in charge of their health care?
Well, to the extent that people can buy the care that they need, desire, or require directly from the person who is providing that service, they should do that. The most striking example of that for primary care is the direct primary care movement,
mm-hmm.
The leaders of which are Josh Umber and
right.
my friend Lee Gross in Sarasota, Florida, where it's basically a gym membership sort of arrangement where you pay $70 a month and you have unlimited access to primary care. For the more expensive things, you can look at the Surgery Center of Oklahoma's website and find that almost all of the prices on our website are within most people's deductibles.
Mm-hmm.
So you could actually buy a surgery at my facility many times for less than what your deductible would otherwise be for a traditional insurance policy. And then for the more catastrophic things, I recommend people check out the cost-sharing ministries. There are many of
mm-hmm.
those that
right.
operate as co-ops, where patients pay for the bills of other patients, and people respond to the deeds of fellow members, and there's not some guy in a $10,000 suit in the middle skimming off of that, with a seven-figure salary.
Mm-hmm. Now, in these cost-sharing ministries, just so that our audience understands how they work, are they negotiating with these facilities, in dealing with these catastrophic issues so that they negotiate directly? They have established relationships in dealing with these doctors and, these cancer centers, for example, to bring the prices down? Or is it just the idea that, you've got these cost-sharing communities and ministries that are brought together to, deal with these, these catastrophic expenses?
Well, that's exactly what happens. The cost-sharing ministries find facilities with whom they can have a relationship and who are not price gougers, people who typically show their prices. Then they also incentivize the members of the co-op to shop and try to save money.
Mm-hmm.
And all the members of the co-op know, to the extent that they are good stewards of the co-op's funds, that their expense stays low.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a very exciting development. And, a membership in a co-op, one of these cost-sharing ministries, actually relieves you of the burden of the Obamacare penalty.
Mm-hmm.
So people need to keep, I think, all those things in mind as they design their own strategy.
Now, the Obamacare penalty, that's all but gone right now, isn't it? Hasn't been put on hold?
Yeah, but I mean, a temporary penalty is like a temporary government program. I just don't think we can count
yes.
on that.
Exactly. Well, our conversation with Dr. Keith Smith continues. Stay with us, America. He is the medical director, CEO, and managing partner of the Surgery Center of Oklahoma. It is about time that healthcare reside where it belongs, and that is in your hands and in the hands of your doctor, not with a bunch of bureaucrats. I'm sorry, I respect Marco Rubio for certain things that he does and other politicians, but they don't need to be in the middle of our healthcare decisions, and this is what we're doing. We're looking to them, and you know, and I think that it's a godsend that they haven't come up with another solution, as Dr. Smith says. And we're going to talk more with Dr. Smith on the other side of the break. Stay with us, just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Today, how to get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes, so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call incorporate.com to start your incorporation in just 10 minutes, or get a free incorporation toolkit including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com doesn't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy, so you can start incorporating or forming an LLC in just 10 minutes. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes, you're on the way to protecting your home, car, and life savings. And that is how you get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com is giving away incorporation toolkits for free. That's 1-800-943-6798.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Tell you, America, Boy, I'll tell you, that spirit of Don't Tread on Me really needs to be exercised. I mean, we're hearing this reaction more and more out of Main Street America, and I would encourage you to maintain that spirit because, you know, government feels like, you know, we're just a bunch of minions, you know, a bunch of mushrooms out here that they can keep us in the dark over, and because it works really well for them. This is what is freaking them out about Donald Trump, because it's not business as usual on the Beltway. This is all about exposure. The cockroaches are scrambling like crazy if you just, you know, observe it for a moment. Don't get caught up in all the emotion and the wackiness of it. Just kind of step back for a minute and observe and watch what's going on, especially when we're talking about healthcare. That's why we appreciate Dr. Keith Smith being with us, medical director, CEO, managing partner of the Surgery Center of Oklahoma and member of AAPS. Dr. Smith, let's look at healthcare right now, the way it's evolved from the Affordable Care Act, which was an absolute confusing mess that we've maintained all along. It was really never about healthcare and providing healthcare. Jonathan Gruber made this very clear that it was about confusing the state of medical care in this country to such a point that people would finally, you know, throw out the white flag of surrender and say, just give me single payer or give me death, right?
Yeah, I mean, his major gaffe was when he admitted that they counted on the ignorance of the people in the United States to catch on to their scam. But that's the attitude that the elites on both sides of the aisle really have toward the electorate and the people who go to the polls and work really hard to think that really anything is going to change.
Mm-hmm.
The last thing that the Democrats or the Republicans in Washington would like would be to see more power in the hands locally and in the hands of patients who are buying medical care directly, because that decreases, if not eliminates, their influence with lobbyists for, you know, these big industry players that they can shake down with what are just extortion fundraiser sort of auctions. And we're all the victims of that. So I increasingly, as Washington gets involved, you see the ball moved farther down the court toward the kind of system that they have in Canada or in England, which inflicts euthanasia on people many times without their consent.
Mm-hmm.
They're just parts of this universal care, socialized medicine that people either cannot look at honestly or they refuse to look at. These systems are disasters. They're bankrupting countries. And for the legislators in Washington to move us farther towards that goal is more reason to really take this out of their hands, just ignore them, and you know, locally do what's right.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the Charlie Gard case was quite the eye opener, and what you needed to note with Charlie Gard was how underreported that case was.
Yeah, I mean, you know, here's a family that basically had arranged for the funding. You know, not one dime would come out of their neighbor's pocket. They'd arranged for the funding to, you know, attempt this last ditch life saving treatment, for which there was some hope of success. And instead, the government, which is what the government is, it's just raw, naked force.
Mm-hmm.
They basically surrounded this child's crib with constables and said no.
Yeah.
You know, and that's, you know, one nice thing in the United States. You know, all these other countries have disarmed everyone before they've inflicted that sort of Charlie Gard care on them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a good thing, I think, that people in the United States are still, you know, armed. I mean, a lot of families are armed, and I think that would be very difficult to pull that off in some communities I can think of, where I think maybe the people might rise up and say, well, actually, no, we are not going to do it that way. We're going to do it another way. And socialized medicine is a disaster, and it's consuming 80% of some of the province economies and GDPs in Canada. It's a complete disaster.
Exactly.
We still see Canadians at the Surgery Center of Oklahoma that, you know, if driven down here or flown down here because, you know, they're in a 3-year waiting line for a hysterectomy, or, you know, to have their knee worked on. It's just, it's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. I had a dear friend of mine, a fellow broadcaster, whose daughter, she was living in England at the time, got a diagnosis, a cancer diagnosis, and they said, well, you're in a queue. And she goes, well, what does that mean? She goes, well, we only do these kind of surgeries. We're only allotted 12 a year. And she goes, 12 a year. Well, what does that mean? Where am I at in the queue? Well, you're number 36. So to your point, she had to wait 3 years. Well, needless to say, she got on the phone real quick, the dad back here in California, and she came home and you know, was able to receive treatment immediately, not have to wait for 3 years for the cancer to spread even further, right?
Yeah, and you know, most people are not aware, but the primary care doctors in Great Britain are actually paid a bounty by the government on every person they can agree, get to agree to sign away any life-saving treatments, you know, towards the end of their life.
Mm.
They're actually paid a bounty to get people to sign up for that. So it's a very sick system. And, you know, why not let individuals make their own decisions? Why don't we just leave everybody alone? Let them make their own decisions. If our neighbor is in a bad way and needs help, let's help them locally as we're called to. But the idea that some central planners or some central government, particularly the corrupt one in Washington, can step in with some overarching system and help us get out of a problem they created.
Exactly.
All that will happen with Medicaid expansion or all these other ideas, the cronies will line their pockets and some crumbs will trickle out that will be available to supposedly care for folks. But it's a very sick, inefficient, bureaucratic mess.
Well, it's so sick on many levels. I mean, when you think about it, I mean, we the people, we're paying for this system. You know, we're paying for the very system that says, look, at we're going to make a life-determining decision when it comes to your health care, and they're going to do it with our money.
Yeah, you know,
what a deal, huh?
Yeah, yeah. I think of Thomas Sowell, who one time said, you know, somehow we can't afford health care, but we can afford health care plus the giant bureaucracy to administer it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on a ledger, on a balance sheet, that just doesn't make sense.
Really, exactly. Well, when we talk about the billions, and dare I say trillions of dollars involved here, you know, like the old saying goes, Keith, just follow the money, right?
Yeah, we look at what happened to the stock prices of all of the major healthcare cronies after the passage of Obamacare. You look at the stock prices, even with some of the legislative uncertainty now of the healthcare giants, they are all doing very well, and they will continue to do well if there are subsequent laws or regulations that are imposed on us. Those big industry giants are the ones who will write those laws and regulations all to their benefit. And that's the reason that you know, healthcare is just far too important to trust to the corrupt machinations of the federal government. And fortunately, people are looking away. You know, the state of Oklahoma and the Oklahoma County where I live, they have basically thumbed their nose at the federal government. They are self-funded. They are incentivizing their employees to patronize facilities that are not price gougers. And they've just taken matters into their own hands and just shaken off this, you know, these federal shackles.
Keith, how can we empower the people? We've got about a minute left here. What are a couple things they can do right away to have health care where it belongs? And that's in their very own hands.
Well, again, I encourage individuals to seek out a direct primary care doctor. That takes all of the primary care out of the hands of government. If somebody is seeing a doctor who is an employee of a hospital, I would ask them to really reconsider that, because that doctor is working for the hospital,
exactly,
perhaps not for the patient. And then the cost-sharing ministries are a huge benefit to anyone who's a member.
Well, here it is, ladies and gentlemen. It's the power to the people, we the people, and this is what you have to do if you're going to take charge, is you make your own medical decisions, and that starts today. Quit waiting on D.C. to be the answer for you. They're not the answer. It is for them and not for you. Dr. Keith Smith on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Keith. Appreciate it.
You and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Reminding us of what makes our country great. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, it's back to school time, and maybe we might take a moment to think about teacher turnover. You know, it does matter. And there are things that we can do about it. Among in-school factors, teachers have the greatest direct impact on student learning. And we've been talking about that this morning, the importance that they have in, you know, our children's life and, you know, at the formative ages and formative time of their lives that, you know, is... you know, determines in so many ways their future, you know, the trajectory that they are on. And teachers play such an important role in that. You know, learning suffers when teachers leave the classroom. Right now, teacher turnover is too high. About 90% of the nationwide annual demand for teachers is created when teachers leave the profession, with two-thirds of teachers leaving for reasons other than retirement. Think about that. The cost of replacing a teacher can exceed $20,000, and high teacher turnover is associated with lower student achievement. Makes sense. Now, Learning Policy Institute conducted the teacher turnover report generated from the most recent nationally representative survey of U.S. teachers and teacher follow-up survey to investigate how turnover trends vary across teachers and schools. Now, according to the report, total turnover rate is lowest in the Northeast, where states offer higher pay and support smaller class sizes. The rates are 50% higher for teachers in schools serving large numbers of low-income students, and 70% higher for those in schools with the largest concentrations of students of color. Now, the reasons teachers most frequently cite for leaving their jobs are dissatisfaction with testing and accountability pressures, about 25%, the lack of administrative support and dissatisfaction with working conditions. The report includes recommendations for reducing teacher turnover through improving teachers' compensation, teacher preparation, support, and teaching conditions. Now, here to tell us more about this, and, you know, to enlighten us is Linda Darling Hammond. She's the president and CEO of the Learning Policy Institute, and Desiree Carver Thomas, research and policy associate, educator quality team and Learning Policy Institute. Linda and Desiree, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
We're well. Thank you.
Well, great to have you on with us to talk about this important issue. One of the core values I've maintained in any profession is that people want to have a fair opportunity to be successful. I don't believe people go and enter into a profession and say, you know, I want to go and feel less than productive. They go in with their eyes wide open, with all kinds of idealism and hoping they're going to make a difference. And to me, what this report is demonstrating is that the teachers really don't have a fair chance at being productive. And I say a fair chance to win, which addresses the competency issue. Because I don't know anybody wants to go and work at a job and feel like they're less than and incompetent, do they, Linda?
No, not at all. And in fact, being effective and efficacious is one of the big drivers for teachers. They don't go into the profession primarily for the money. They go in to help children. And that's more possible if you're in a school where the administration supports you, where you can collaborate with other teachers, where you have the materials and the supplies and the equipment that you need to do the job for children. When that's absent, it's very discouraging, and it produces a lot of the turnover that we see.
Desiree, many people feel that, you know, we can look to the administration, but they're looking to controlling agencies beyond the administration. Is that fair?
I'm not sure what kinds of controlling agencies people are looking to, but we know that teachers really do appreciate having some amount of autonomy in their classrooms. You know, they want guidance on what students should be learning each year, but you know, they also want to be able to put their personal touch in their classroom and make sure that they can, you know, engage students and build off of what students already know and do that, you know, in their own way to a degree.
Well, Linda, you know, what I was, you know, referring to in my question with Desiree is that the government has come in and said, okay, this is going to be a top-down program, disempowering teachers at a local level who see this. I mean, they're working with it. They're working with the students and thinking, okay, boy, I'll tell you, if I could alter the curriculum just a little bit here, I could be more effective. But the administration, which is controlled by an outer agency, this is what I was referring to, says, no, you've got to stay with this core curriculum, though you're going over, you know, over the cliff here, it's irrelevant. We need to make sure you check all the right boxes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we have had more micromanagement of teaching in recent years in a number of states where there's more prescription about what you need to do. In fact, some districts even have pacing guides and scripted curriculum, which drives a lot of good teachers out of the classroom, you know, because if you can't make it connected to children, interesting and engaging for them at the right level for them, you know, some kids are on any given topic or issue, some kids are a little further ahead, some kids need a little more support and help to catch up. And if you just have to do a standardized curriculum, you know, as you said, checking the boxes, it's extremely frustrating as a way to teach, and it's also less effective.
Desiree, to Linda's point here, doesn't teaching the curriculum have to be interesting, you know, with the teacher to begin with?
Yeah, teachers should feel engaged, and, you know, part of that is being able to collaborate with your colleagues, to have, you know, a trusting and collegial work environment where teachers can engage in the curriculum, engage in what kinds of learning they are trying to produce, talk about, you know, their student achievement, talk about, you know, how their students are doing with each other. And so that's an important part of, you know, a positive working environment. And when teachers don't have that, that can be something that pushes them out of the field.
Mm-hmm. Linda,
we see that teachers talk about the fact that having input into decision making in the school, having some autonomy in their decisions, actually is one of the things that is more likely to keep them. Having an administrator who's supportive of that is a draw. Having the lack of those things is actually something that pushes people out.
Exactly. Well, Desiree, what about some of this contention? We see these YouTube videos where teachers are having encounters with students, and I can't imagine that being very positive, where they've lost kind of authoritative presence. And it seems to be happening in schools that are in the low economic range, where there's a lack of discipline and respect in the classroom. How much of an effect is this having on teacher turnover?
You know, we looked at a lot of different variables about working conditions, including, you know, student behavior and parental support. And, you know, it turned out that those weren't the driving factors. And administrative support was actually much more of a, you know, a clear indicator. And I think, you know, maybe that's something that kind of encapsulates a lot of those conditions in schools. You know, if you have school leadership that isn't, you know, creating a vision and systems that work for students and for teachers, that's something that actually makes teachers twice as likely to leave their schools. So I think that kind of encapsulates a lot of the, you know, school climate issues. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, teachers want to teach students with needs. You know, I think a lot of teachers go into the field because, you know, they see students with great need and they want to make a difference. And having a school leader who can help them to be successful in doing that makes all the difference.
Well, Linda,
things that we see at the Learning Policy Institute also is how to create good school climate. And there are a lot of programs now to help teach social emotional skills to students, how to resolve conflicts peaceably with, you know, very specific processes
exactly.
for doing that, how to get along well with others. And when you put those kind of programs into a school, the students learn right. how to behave.
Well, we got to leave it right there. We're out of time. Go to learningpolicyinstitute.org for more information.
Michael Sperber.
From the studio that brought you War Room and Miracles from Heaven comes All Saints, a new pastor's first assignment to close a struggling church.
I think God's with me. He wants us to save this little church by making the land into a farm.
From a seed of faith grows hope.
We're back where we started.
We are not where we started. We're somewhere completely new.
All Saints, starring John Corbett, rated PG, parental guidance suggested, in theaters August 25th. For tickets and showtimes, go to allsaintsmovie.com.
Attention to anybody of any age who takes any prescription medications. How would you like to save up to 85% on almost every prescription drug you're currently buying at your local pharmacy? We're talking about saving you real money on most of the top prescription drugs. Up to 85% savings. Asthma medications, you can save up to 85%. High cholesterol and high blood pressure meds, save up to 85%. And many, many more. This is not a hard-to-use discount card. These are real savings on prescription meds delivered to your door in days. We have expert prescription consultants to help you right now. It's a free service. So call now and learn how you can save up to 85% on most prescription drugs.
Call now, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Allergies, pollen in the air, dogs in the house, mold in the basement. Whatever triggers your allergy symptoms, it can really hold you back. Break through with Allegra 5-in-1 Relief. Allegra works fast, won't make you drowsy, provides 24-hour multi-symptom relief, and it's effective every day. Break through allergies with Allegra. Starts working in 1 hour, use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we really are smarter than this. And to prove this point, we have to bring Andrea Kay on the line with us here. Because she can help us sort this out. You know, all the cooler talk people are, discussing, of course, they're all fixated on, you know, what the media has been throwing at them lately, all this red meat to get them all revved up and everything. And, let's forget about North Korea. Let's forget about, health care. Let's forget about, tax reform, these important issues. Meanwhile, the government merrily rolls along. Donald Trump and the administration has added over a million jobs. There's a lot of good things to talk about, but no, the media would much rather talk about what happened or didn't happen in Charlottesville, what happened in North Carolina. You know, AK, to what end is this media bias? I mean, what are they trying to do here?
Well, what they're trying to do is work with the left. We know that the left, they've been exposed now for a while. We even had some Republicans. I even had a top Republican advisor consultant behind the scenes, guy who used to run California. I won't say his name, Ron Nearing, who came on my show and said after 2012 that there was no such thing as media bias. Republicans didn't have a problem with the media. This was after Candy Crowley jumped in the middle of the debate to help President Obama. Now it's they're not even hiding their collusion anymore. We know they gave debate questions to Hillary Clinton. We now see them that Acosta dude actually debating, acting as though he's a Democrat elected congressman in White House pressers. So they're in collusion with the left, and what this is about is what it's always about for the left, this whole Charlottesville narrative that Trump, is a bigot and a racist, and anybody, all Trump supporters, all Republicans, conservatives, we're all, racist hate mongers. It's all meant to shut us down, shut us up, stop his agenda of putting America first and making America great again. Mm. And Kim Jong, he's laughing around the water cooler today. He's saying, hey, he's been emboldened and empowered a little bit.
Well,
he
sure.
He should be this worldwide ridicule right now for the fact that, because remember a week ago before Charlottesville, we were told, oh my gosh, Trump, the narrative was Trump's bringing us to the brink of nuclear war. Mm. Oh my gosh. But Trump did? He shut that down, didn't he?
Yep, he did.
He should be the laughing stock of the world right now. Instead, he's not, he hasn't lost faith. the way that he should. But what happened to Russia?
Mm-hmm. Well, exactly. Yeah. Well, exactly. See, because what happens is when you bully a bully, that's what you learn in the sandbox of life. You know, when you're 5 and 6 years old, your first day at kindergarten, everything you need to learn, you learn in the sandbox of life really quick. And that is that there are people who want to be bullies, and if you take it, then you're going to be bullied the rest of your life. But if you have enough nerve, even at 5 and 6 years old, and you bully back, it's surprising how you find the bully, how he wilts or she wilts when bullied back, because they just cannot, they can't handle, you know, they can't handle it. But even, you know, more distressing to me, Andrea, and I think Main Street kind of gets this, we the people are getting this, is that there is this movement. And the presses, the media, is, with their biases, all colluding to this end, the establishment, to upend our government as we know it. I mean, when Donald Trump talks about making America great again, that takes us back to our Constitution, takes us back to our historical roots that people want to upend. They want to tear down statues. They want to tear down symbols of our history that are so important. You know, even though you may disagree with what they represent, it is important for us not to forget what parts they played and the roles that that they contributed in making us what we are today. I mean, you know, that's like, you know, like if we were going to go down our family line and say, well, you know, that little brother over there, he was such an idiot, we're just going to kick him out of the family because he's no longer, you know, we don't want him to be relevant in the family, you know, but that little brother played a role. He brought part of the recipe to the Martinez family that's important, that needs to be, you know, needs to be included and considered. But, you know, you've got these people who are very dangerous right now and thinking that we can somehow edit out parts of our history and that things are going to be better. You tell me where empirically or historically that has been relevant and it has made a huge difference, and all of a sudden countries are better as a result of doing that.
Well, you know, I don't think the goal is to edit out history and then have it heal. I don't think they're trying to pick the scab off, dig it out, and then have America continue on as a constitutional republic. I'm glad you brought up the end game, because what they're trying to do is trying to pierce the U.S. Constitution by saying that our founders were racist and had slaves, therefore the foundation of this country is illegitimate and null and void. And that would complete the transformation that the Marxist President Obama and those on the left were trying to achieve. And that's what President Trump was elected to stop. Because you're right about the, you know, Make America Great Again was not a dog whistle for racism. It was a dog whistle to us to stop the whatever ism you want to choose, socialism, Marxism, whatever, because there's various forms of that. That's really what the left is trying to do with this country. They are the fascists. Talk about punching back against the bullies. That's exactly what Donald Trump did yesterday when he punched back and said, no, no, no. There was evil and there was violence on both sides. And the fact that we've got a media that's refusing to acknowledge that a terrorist organization, a fascist group like Antifa, that's been terrorizing America, the fact that we even have Republicans refusing to acknowledge that. These were the people that dragged people out of their cars and beat them at Trump rallies, egged women at Trump rallies, you at BLM. And the terrorism that they inflicted on communities, that, what, 5 or 6 police officers shot and killed in Dallas at a BLM protest. Not only did President Obama not denounce them, he invited BLM to the White House and had the nerve to go to the funeral of those officers and push the BLM agenda. That is outrageous. So thank you, Donald Trump, for speaking the truth yesterday and pushing back against the bullies in the media. Unfortunately, the water cooler talk today is about that, and it's not really about what this movement is about in terms of getting at our history. And I'm glad Donald Trump pointed that out as well. He correctly pointed out and said, hey, wait a second. There were some honest, good, nonviolent people with permits that were there to protest the tearing down of monuments and statues. And he was right to correctly bring that up, because I got to tell you, we've been down this road before. Didn't we stop Walmart from being allowed to sell the Confederate flag and take the hazard off the air?
Right.
You know, NOLA, I had non-racist people of all sides and both colors in New Orleans trying to stop the destruction of our monuments. And the mayor, I think, didn't we talk about this last week? Mm-hmm. Maybe it was on another show, to where the mayor, Mr. Democrat mayor, who was behind tearing down the statue, then skipped town when all the poor people's homes ended up being flooded a week or so ago because he didn't take care of the pumping stations. Yeah. This is not about the left caring about minorities.
No, you're exactly right, Andrea. And the people, you know, are getting this. They're you know, they're seeing what's going on in their cities and their zip codes. And, you know, the police, the law enforcement needs to, I mean, they're doing what they're, you know, the best job they can do, but they're not getting reinforcements from, you know, local politicians. You know, I'm sure if the truth be known, the police warned that this could happen and this could get out of control. And the local politicians, you know, that's part of the story that's yet to be told as to what, you know, what role did they play in all this? You know, the idea of political correctness, which I think it's not even politically correct anymore. It's political insanity. It's stupidity that you don't expect this to happen, you know, that you bring antithetical groups. In the basics of any political science class, they talk about the lunatic fringe, and that lunatic fringe is a bell curve that exists on both sides. So those are the two sides that you're talking about. It's that lunatic fringe, but, you know, it's like, okay, what are we going to end up with if we're going to, you know, bow to the lunatic fringe in the name of political correctness, and we're going to abandon the very things that made America great. You know, the shining city on a hill that Ronald Reagan talked about, the light is dim, and as you point out very aptly here, Andrea, is despots around the world are looking at the insanity of the United States and saying, this is what democracy gives you. Is this what you want? That kind of craziness? I mean, what kind of example are we to the world, and what kind of shining light in the hill are we?
Yeah, that's a great point. And, you know, there is no, without getting too deep in the weeds here, this country was founded on the notion of natural law, that our rights come from God, not from man. Men are imperfect. And, you know, but liberalism, socialism, Marxism is all about the false quest for utopia. And, you know, that's what children and people are being indoctrinated against. America is evil because it was founded by imperfect men. And, you know, if we can just destroy that, and we can create utopia here. And maybe that's why there's a statue of Stalin, I think it is, a 16-foot statue that's safe, but nobody's trying to tear it down in Seattle
right, while
they're trying to tear down America. Part of the thing that concerns me is I'm starting to see reports. By the way, nobody's reporting the fact that the organizer from Unite the Right is supposedly the same guy who organized Occupy Wall Street and
right.
Obama supporters, who suddenly after November 2016, when Trump won, decided he was going to be a part of the right. There's so much that has not been reported or properly investigated, like why the police stood down, what was the involvement of this vice mayor who's tweeted how much he hates white people over the years, who illegally tried to remove the permit of people who had the right for free assembly. This is about fascism on the left. That's why they're trying to destroy American historical statues, leaving Stalin. Why do we have a Stalin statue in Seattle? Why am I seeing that's happening?
Exactly. And, Andrea, I got to tell you, I'm disappointed that these representatives in the council, the Manufacturers Council of the President, they're abandoning ship. I mean, that's disappointing, but it exposes them for the hypocrites that they are.
Right. Well, you know, I'm making a note of each and every one, and I'm just going to have to go down a different aisle at the store.
Yeah, I'm right with you. Andrea Kay, Cooler Talk Time right here on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, AK. Appreciate it. Good stuff.
Chances are you wouldn't mind having more energy, better digestion, or more comfortable joints and muscles, right? But if you've taken supplements before without much success, be aware that most supplementation fails to address the body's number one antioxidant and detoxification system. Free radicals and toxins on a daily basis assault our bodies. Stopping the inflammation they create and to successfully detoxify requires great quantities of the body's primary antioxidant, glutathione. To successfully turn on whole body glutathione production and cleanse all 37.2 trillion cells requires large amounts of the peptide cysteine, which can only come from food, and a little help from our frequency encoding science. You cannot buy cysteine in a pill. Nature's richest source of cysteine is raw whey protein powder. One World Whey is the only frequency encoded, energetically enhanced raw whey derived from Amish raised grass-fed cows. Try it and you just might like how much better you may feel. Please call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.